Zeus will never say it, but he likes being in control.
I funny enough, it's just the right amount. Just the right amount, you know? It's just like I want to like plan out my birthday party, but you decide the day you to surprise me, you know?
Hey everybody, welcome to the Everyday Nothing Special podcast. It's me, your boy, Tino Bambino. You might also know me as Tony. And I am here with two of my very wonderful special co-hosts. The first one being Jesus.
What's up, man?
How are you doing, my friend? The second one being Tommy.
Am I really that wonderful to you?
Extremely. And we're here to talk about the hard truths. All right.
Shit.
Globalization is ruining this country.
It's true. It's true. Say it with
Andrew
your chest,
Tate
man.
Was right.
Say
Andrew
it with
Tate
your
was
chest.
Right. You guys are just upset that you're not the ones on top.
Listen,
dude,
all I'm saying is, if I was the one on top, I'd make a lot of money and I'd steer us in the right direction, but only I could be on top. And if anybody else was on top, they couldn't do it unless they also made me on top. I'm a top.
He's spitting, man.
I was waiting for that.
It actually didn't dawn on me until the last second. I really did not think about that. And I'm embarrassed. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Everyday Nothing Special podcast. This is a not safe for work podcast. Please don't say this. Play this at work. We are not liable for any opinions or facts, truthful or otherwise, taken from this show. However, what we will provide you is entertainment, laughs, gaffes, japes, and jokes of all varieties.
It's like a pilot. We're like getting everything out of the way.
Trying to avoid all responsibility here.
If you look at your podcast app right now, you can see that there are a volume meter. You want to make sure that that's all the way up to the top. That's how we mix the audio. We mix it with the loudest possible volume. You also may notice a timeline along with a 10-second backwards and 10-second forwards. In the event that we do say something incredibly humorous, you are free to hit that 10-second button. I like to do it at least two times to get the context of the bit and the bit itself. We really hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Speaking of Andrew Tate, what? No, because hear me out. Because
I'll hear you out, dude.
So Andrew Tate was in the news, like, you know, I don't, who fucking knows, like 2 months back or some shit. Because he got arrested. Mm-hmm. And
because of the pizza. No, it's great. I'll talk about Kanye West after this. Keep going.
No, but I was just like, it made me feel sad for all like the small teenagers that like really bought into that stuff. And I'm like, man, these kids have it like really rough. And it made me wonder, I'm like, did we have anyone like that? Did we have like when we were teenagers that there was like clearly
Al
a bad
Gore.
Influence? That motherfucker, man.
Al Gore, dude. I looked up to him.
That stupid bitch.
Yeah, dude. Of course we did. His name is fucking Bam Margera. Are you kidding me?
Bam Margera.
Yeah. Yeah. And Johnny Knoxville, dude. Like, that's...
He went in... Yeah. No, okay, come on. Don't rope Johnny and Bam together, bro. Those are, Bam beat the shit out of his dad...
That's true.
Johnny, at
that's
least,
true.
He would ride with the bulls, man.
Right. Johnny would get his shit rocked before beating up somebody else. You're right. Just Bam Margera. Margera is really who. That's who. That's our Andrew Tate.
Bro, that dude's. Yeah, I mean. Kind of right. Like pro wrestling too. Was kind of fun. Like the amount of kids that like. There had to be a kid that was, like, seriously hurt, paralyzed from just, like, I want to do some jackass shit. I want to do some fucking WWE shit.
Some suburban kid slammed a skateboard into his brother and actually made him get stitches. Like, That's 100% something that happened because of Man Margera. So
that
I'm,
theme song go hard though, man.
Oh, nice.
It's hard, man.
Yeah. I mean, who do you guys think our Andrew Tate was?
I'm gonna limb CeeLo Green.
Gnarls Barkley, dude. Stop changing your name. Truly a poor influence on the youth.
When he made that song Fuck You, I knew. Bad influence, yeah. Man. Bad influence.
That's when I started using the F word.
Me too.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the toxic people in my life that taught me like some bad things.
Both here.
No, I think it was just YouTubers, honestly. Like I would watch a lot of like family, like the Shay Carls. Even though they weren't problematic, but around that area, there were some people that would just say some shit that'd be like, because I'm a teenager, I just recite it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, yeah, that's right. And
yeah, no, that's a good point. I'm trying to think of the toxic, because I know who the toxic person was in my childhood, and I'm like, oh God, who did he get it from? Who is he watching?
Was it just Alex always Jones? Perpetuated forever and ever.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's what the vicious cycle is.
That's exactly what the vicious cycle is.
Yeah. I know that, you know, Alex Jones was definitely not like... No. Alex Jones was not labeled... If I'm correct, Alex Jones was like very anti-establishment before like he got super into politics more than he is, because I feel like he's labeled more as a conservative mouthpiece for like the alt-right, where before he was just kind of like anti-establishment, anti-government generally without delving too much into specific political ideologies. And I want to say that Alex Jones is a big proponent of maybe like some of his talking points were conservative, but he wasn't explicitly as, I want to say, I might be wrong on that, but I want to say like back in 2009, I just realized we say 20 after like the tens. We weren't like 2009.
No, I was just 09, 08, 07.
Yeah.
Just say the last digits.
Oh, you know what? I think it definitely was YouTubers for me, because there was a time where commentary channels were just like making fun of people, right? Like the biggest ones that come to mind are like iDubbbz.
Yeah, or
H3H3.
Ray William Johnson. Yeah. I almost said Ray Charles.
That toxic ass motherfucker.
That motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, but I think for me, it was definitely YouTubers that at the time I thought were like based as hell and just like really right. And now looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I was so into these people and I thought they were geniuses.
And now, even though we have Andrew Tate, it's really just people, men mostly on podcasts.
Yeah.
I think that's... It's men on podcast.
So us.
We're the problem.
No, not us. What do you mean?
We're the problem, man. There's some like...
Wait, what?
We're different.
What did this
that's true.
Andrew
no, he's
Tate
right.
Guy do?
He's a
sex
trafficker.
Is he a podcaster or is he a Twitterer? I just vaguely know who he is.
All of the above, and also he was a sex trafficker.
Well, I
also
know that
hear
part.
An echo off of Tommy's thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't mute it so much. Sorry.
He was just, I mean, genuinely, he's just some guy who pushed really, I don't know, toxic, ideas. And I can definitely see like younger kids who are, you know, in the dating world that might buy into it. Because if you hear someone being like, yeah, a woman should do this, and this and that, you know, then it might be easy to fall into, but
yeah. He also, I think he was popularized because another popular, not popularized by him, but definitely like a lot more of the attention that he got was given to him because this other popular streamer, Aiden Ross, like had him as some kind of life coach or something. So he would show up on his streams and shit.
Aiden Ross, would, like, oh my.
Talk about someone truly embarrassing. I'm sorry.
I don't know who is that.
It's okay. You don't need to know who it is. It's
just, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's unimportant. It's just he has a lot of viewers, and he, you know, kind of gave a platform to Andrew Tate.
I think. I mean, genuinely, you can see it that Aiden Ross was one of the kids that fell into that line of thought. Right. That like really took to what he said and then just embodied it. And then now it's to the point where he's like doubled and tripled down on it. And yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say Aiden Ross wasn't always my favorite, but I knew of him. I saw his stuff. And then there was a quick turn. And then you're like, holy shit, what did this kid turn into? And it's sad because you're like, this is a kid. He's just like some kid who's like, fell down the wrong hole.
Yeah, it's really sad.
But
fuck them kids.
Fuck them. Michael fuck Jordan. Kids, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Totally.
I'm worried about the youths. Man.
I'm not. Fuck that. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, I think.
Not my problem.
I think generally, right? I think kids, because I think about my past, right? And I think about all the toxic. And then I came out better. I think most people go through that, right? It's like, I try to think of all
the shitty.
They go through that shitty whatever. Like, and as a kid, I feel like you don't think it's malicious, but your actions are malicious, but your intent really kind of isn't there. Because I know I've done some shitty shit, and I didn't think they were malicious. I thought they were funny. I thought they were in, like, good fun. And then now looking back at it, I'm like, I'm embarrassed, and I cringe at myself because I'm like, wow, I thought that was funny? Like, why? Yeah. Bro, get better material.
I feel like, I don't know if Tommy can relate. Tommy, you've always been wholesome to me, but
yeah, except for that time that you, I'm a sociopath. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah, except for that time that you choked out one of our friends in an alleyway. But
he snuck up on me. I did what my training called me to do.
Right, you're a sleeper agent. I forgot. Sorry, I shouldn't judge you on that. No, but I think, I don't know enough about Jesus' path, but I think out of everyone here, I definitely have a lot of stuff to be embarrassed from that wasn't that long ago. We all do. I don't know. I feel like I did very mean and memorable things, and I think it's the memorable part. Yeah, I think I did very mean and notable things lot of people that I really cared about. One, like a lot of them still get brought up today, right? Like we have a friend, his name is Grayson, and he often, you know, is just like, hey, remember when you said I had a banjo string forehead, which I said one time. And I know it stuck with him.
I said that one part of his face.
But, you know, and to be honest, I was making a joke, I was doing a bit. But no one deserves to be told that the ridges on their forehead looks like a banjo. Because
doesn't even make sense. I mean, strings look the same on all these instruments. Why specifically a banjo?
Just because it hurts more.
A banjo has a what's it called? A sympathy string. It's like a string you can play repetitively. Maybe that's why. Yeah, like a big ass line. There you go.
No.
Hey, no. We're drifting back to where I shouldn't be.
Huh?
No, we're making fun again.
I mean, if he said violin string, it wouldn't be so bad. But banjo has that buh, you know, it's just that buh. Impact.
The buh.
I don't know. Bullying is kind of
it's okay, and you should do it to everybody you know.
It's like you don't bully strangers. You don't bully strangers. You bully friends. You know?
Yeah, no, but no,
that's like
though.
Teasing. That's not bullying.
No, it's super not. Me and
no, listen.
To be clear, we had talked maybe twice before that.
Oh, yeah, so he was a stranger.
What he did that day was bullying.
That was bullying.
You were bullying a stranger.
I was bullying a stranger. Cancel me. I still remember, like, I don't know, man. Again, things from, like, not that long ago. I used to put my hands on people a lot. It is just not cool. You just, you know.
Yeah, I used to square up all the time.
I did. It was not okay. And it didn't stop in high school. It happened in college, too. You know, it's just not, it's not cool. It's not okay.
Maybe it's just part of who you are.
Stop. Yeah, go back.
No,
you were onto something.
Guys, it's really not okay. It's really mean. This is malicious. Going.
Yeah, this is malicious. This is malicious.
What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, pussy. Yeah, little.
Yeah,
little pussy.
Put your hands on me and see what happens.
Stop. He's been working out. I don't want to get the heat.
I know. I just want him to beat me up. I think it'd be great.
I'm still a bitch. So you said all that shit, and I was really backing down.
You're like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I should leave the call.
Oh God. All right. So last night, I was trying to fall asleep.
Sorry, I started talking.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So last night I was
we're so mean.
Trying to fall asleep, and I got really bad anxiety, and then I started thinking about, like, you know, the usual anxiety stuff that you're like, oh shit, this is it, I'm dead. But then, when during that mid anxiety that kind of helped me, I was like, I started thinking about my last meal, like if I could choose my last meal, and then like my brains are blown out, what would I choose? And I started going through, and I was like, breakfast, I mean not breakfast, I like main entree, like or no, appetizer, main entree, dessert, and I was trying to think of what it was, and I'll tell you mine if you guys tell me yours. I'll give you a second while you think about it while I talk. Yeah, while I talk.
I gotta think.
All right, for me, okay. I'll tell you mine. I'll tell you mine. You guys can think about it. My appetizer.
I already got mine.
My appetizer is, dumplings and chow mein noodles. Like, I just want like a small bowl of chow mein, some dumplings on top, a little like teriyaki sauce on top of it all, and that's my appetizer, just to get me started. And then for my main course, I get my mom's tamales and a nice tall glass, ice cold, like Coke Zero. And that's my main course. And then for dessert, I want Nutty Bars. The little Debbie, like peanut butter and chocolate, like wafers. Oh. I want those shits. Those shits are delicious. I want Takis, and then I want for like dessert. A tres leches cake. Yeah, yeah, for dessert, like to like wash down the meal. That's like, if I got to eat that, I would be very happy. I would be like, this fulfilled like everything that I've needed.
And then and bam! I'm good. And you get your fucking brain.
Right as you saw. Oh, yum.
Yeah. As I put the Takis crumbs in my mouth, you know, shaking the bag. You know?
You bring the bag down from below your face and you just see the barrel of a gun staring you down.
You see it.
I know what mine is, but Tommy, I'll let you go first.
Oh, well, mine's not very sentimental. It's only because it tastes really good and I'm really hungry and I want it right now. Two pepperoni slices from Venezia's with a Pepsi with no ice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nice and warm slices.
That sounds sentimental as hell.
That does, bro. Man. That's beautiful.
It's like nothing from my mom or anything. It's just like, oh, it's completely slices.
That brings me back. Totally.
It was either that or like snack tacos from Del Taco. And I was thinking, it's kind of a hit and miss with the one by my house. So it's always been really good at the pizza place.
It'd be so funny. You're sitting there for your last meal, and you're like, "Did you get these ones by my house? Because if you did, I don't want them."
never mind. Just do me.
The only Del Taco I go to, Pecos in Arizona, perfect every single time.
Goddamn.
I mean, anyways, I know that's what my answer.
What about you?
I know what I want, and it's a shame that I've had my last meal before. I've definitely had my last meal before. Not all at once. I guess that's the thing. I guess never. But very close. But last meal, appetizer. You gotta go mozzarella sticks with some ranch, right?
You gotta. Ooh, some mozzarella. You gotta.
The mozzarella sticks with some ranch.
Got the mozzarella.
Right? Then for the main course, we all know the answer. La carne asada. Burrito from Tacos Jalisco with rice, no beans, just tomatoes, onions, cilantro, and a shit ton of that red sauce, and a nice two large cups of horchata. And then for dessert, Julian pies straight from the actual store in Julian. You know, not the ones you could buy because they're different. And the Dutch apple crumb pie, along with the boysenberry. You know, and I don't need to have all of it. Just a slice from each.
Holy shit!
Just a slice from each.
Just a slice. So sad, man.
Just one slice. And then bam.
And then I'll be ready to go. And then bam. And then, take me out, bro. And take me out. Do it.
Okay.
Dude's like, fine, okay.
It's wild to do a pump fake on an executioner.
Holy shit.
Like someone's about to pull the fucking lever and you're like, what, bitch? Do it. You fucking won't. Bet you won't. You get scared.
Why?
Why not? What if it's your one chance?
You have to, right? That dude. If it's 100% certain, you have to do something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
Do it, pussy.
Pull it. I don't even think do it.
They don't. That's the thing. They don't gag you when they put you in the chair, bro. You know, I never understood that because because I know that there's video footage of people getting in the chair sometimes. And I'm like, why aren't they talking shit?
Like a wood thing.
They, what? On your mouth?
Put like a wood thing in your mouth, yeah.
I thought they just put a mask on you. But you can still talk. No, they
put like a wood thing so that it like, it does, so you just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I gotta look it up.
See, when I execute people, I don't do that. Maybe that's just
certain. This is why I put that disclaimer at the top, because we're idiots and we often talk out of our ass.
Dude, it's just
not
like
trained medical professionals.
No, it's like genuinely spreading misinformation is fun. Like it's it's fun, man.
Like you just make up stuff and just say like it's true. People believe you sometimes.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Fact checking, being right is hard.
Exactly. It's so much easier to make something up.
And it's just fun to be like, I don't know, like fucking, yeah, the Burger King said the N-word yesterday. It's like, yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, and the Oscars, like, I don't know, like, it was insane.
The Oscars, to my face, yeah, after I won it.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry, but someone's asking if I was executed by an electric chair with my mouth full of popcorn kernels, would they pop?
Probably not, because it's temperature based and it'll probably just fry the outside but not the inside of you.
Damn.
What's the answer? What did it say though?
No.
there was a little bit of me that was
Nah, just no. There's not enough joules actually to actually pop it.
Need more joules.
Don't got enough bling, bro. Need that diamond.
Gotta get more bling, gotta get some ice, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. I can't get a picture of somebody in an electric chair.
Why would you want that?
Why would you?
Stop looking that up.
Because I'm looking at a picture. I'm trying to see if they put something in your mouth. Dude, it's important. I don't want to spread misinformation.
Guys, so all right. Just look this up. Guys. Look this up. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I can get you off the list. Okay. Look up electric chair execution.
Electric cute.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Execution.
Tom, why are you looking this up?
Why did Zoomer electric chair get fucking auto? What?
Zoomer. Okay.
Electric chair. Execution.
Procedure.
Stop.
Look it up on Wikipedia. Let's all go into detail.
I'm looking at the Florida Department of Corrections.
Of course.
Okay.
Maybe it's a state-by-state basis. Maybe some people are like, I don't want to hear the yell. It's too loud. It hurts my ears.
Put the bag over their head.
Man, this is... I'm not going to describe what this is.
Don't.
It genuinely is very disturbing.
Oh.
Yes.
But yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Dude, I mean, it's like you're looking, it's like you're looking up like ISIS beheading video and you're like, wow, man, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a lot.
I haven't seen this before.
I mean, genuinely, I'm like, man. You just think about it because you've seen it, you know, depicted a lot. But, like, yeah. You know, when you actually see it, it's...
You see it in cartoons and then they get shocked and you see the skeleton.
You see the skeleton, you're like, it's like that. Like, you know, like, your adult brain is like, it's not like that. But, you know, a little bit, like, if you think about it, it's like, yeah, you get shocked, you see the skeleton, and then the guy looks woozy.
And then
that's the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind, right? Like, that's, yeah, you know, which is propaganda if you think about it. That should be illegal.
That is misinformation.
It is misinformation. Here's the thing: people have been spreading misinformation for fucking years. All right,
I don't know if I should believe that.
You shouldn't, because it's not true. But it feels like that, you know. And if I swear to God, bro, if I run off a cliff again and I don't stay in the air for at least 5 seconds before again? I look to my left, yeah, it didn't happen. And that's misinformation.
You have to hold up a sign that says yikes or something before you fall.
That's what I was missing. Hold on.
Yeah, I love it's not until they realize that they're off the cliff that's when they fall, right? Like, they're chilling, they're cruising, and then all of a sudden they're like,
I can't know that I'm... It's the awareness that I'm going off a cliff that's keeping me... That's keeping me from staying up there and going, whoa.
You just don't look down. Don't admit that you're over air, and you'll never fall down. You just walk back to the cliff, and you'll be okay.
I'm very stubborn. So I'm
okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You would fall down.
I would fall down.
And your body falls like a slinky, like your head's the last thing to go.
Yeah, exactly. Head's still there going.
But if we're following cartoon logic, my afro would act like a parachute.
Oh, true. You're falling. Poof.
Or like a cushion of some sort.
Or like a cushion, landing. Yeah. Yeah.
Good logic. See, this is what... I understand the anime waifus now.
What?
Excuse me, what? Like the weebs who they only love anime waifus and they don't want like real people because the waifu is way better in every single way.
Understand this now?
Yeah.
Because it's like cartoon logic is so much better than real life. That's like, I can't put a fish in my mouth and then just take out the bones. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You'll probably take out one bone.
I can't get a woman wet, but in anime they're always wet. They're like, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
because cartoon logic. I get that. Yeah, I get it now too, actually.
Seems like he's been thinking about this for a while.
I just thought of it.
About it right now on this
just
program
now.
Within the last 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And that's where your mind went to.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, man. It's 2023, and it's time to cut the bullshit. Okay? Like, okay, here's the thing. I, like I mentioned earlier, have done a lot of embarrassing things with my time and to my friends.
Yes, we know this.
Frankly, malicious acts that I wouldn't dare say out loud again.
But you would definitely repeat again.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. Not anymore. I'm a different person now.
That's what you said the last times.
You're really undermining what I'm saying, and that makes me feel bad.
Well, it should.
Fair enough. fair enough. A lot of the times what I end up doing, because I know it makes me feel good, is I do a lot of to make other people feel good. Right. And I do that. I try my best to go out of my way to compliment people, to give people attention and time, you know, just to make them feel like I care about them. And I do. And that makes me feel good in turn. And it also helps with my self-image because I feel like I am a more considerate person. But oftentimes what that leads to is I do end up sacrificing what I want so that other people can feel good, because I think that that upholds that self-image of being a very kind and considerate person. But that's, you know, that's not good. And in a way, it's bullshit, you know. It's kind of, and that's not, it's not a, not a very kind thing to do, because, you know, you're, you end up incidentally putting this person in some kind of wrong, if they're considerate enough, they're in some kind of wrong or something, just by asking you to do something because they know that you'll fold, right? But also, it doesn't have to be about them. It's also bad because it's a bad thing to constantly please everyone around you. And it's bad, and it leaves you open to manipulation and unsatisfaction. And I'm done with it. So the state of California is wrong. I am allowed to show my penis wherever I want. And I don't care.
Is that all this is about?
So you're saying that, yeah, like, no more Mr. Nice Guy. People will, you will expose yourself.
Yeah.
To everybody, he will. Yes. He will expose little Tony to everybody.
Yeah, like you were being not too little. Nice.
Excuse me, not little. Excuse you were, me.
He's okay, no, okay, medium-sized Tony to everybody.
You would show Thank your you. Average size. You were being too nice. Tony. You were being too nice now. And now
I'm
it's
being
like,
too nice.
By concealing and himself.
You were being
I'm being
taken
too
advantage.
Nice. And you I'm being taken advantage of because, you know, I have to be chafed.
He just wants the free willy. That's right. All.
And it's like...
Tony.
It's like not good for your sperm count. Like, it's just not good.
Proven... health defects.
Yeah.
From so you want to go having... full naked or just the pants off? What's
I could just Donald Duck it. You know? No. I could just Donald Duck it. And I think that I should.
He has feathers.
What's your point? I don't understand.
He has feathers and it's a corkscrew. It's a different anatomy is what I'm saying here.
Yo, and
you
I have
seen
a bush.
Him corkscrew, bro.
Yeah. I have a bush, and my dick has threads, so what do you want?
Threads?
Anyway, I'm sorry. I was talking while you were interrupting. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk while you were interrupting.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to continue talking. The point is, my point is,
Because you have pants on. I see the point.
Freedom is important, right?
Yeah.
Freedom is important. And I am not free to make the decisions that would make me happier. Because other people have been taking advantage of my kindness. And so to rectify that, I'm deciding now that I burned all my pants.
No. I'm with you.
Hell yeah.
So, wait, hold on. Let me get this straight. So your compliance with the law was just your niceness towards the law.
Not the law.
No, not the law. Okay.
Not the law. Where's the law? Show me the law.
I'm pretty sure it's...
Am I not decent? Are you saying I'm not decent? I think I'm pretty decent. I think I'm a pretty decent guy. I
mean, if you can get a judge to agree with you, you got a case. But
judges are...
I don't think you can just take your assholes. Pants off and run around and have it be okay for the whole world there.
I don't mean that judges are assholes. I didn't mean that. I'm just saying
they're just a person, man.
I'm just a guy.
Yeah. Who wants to roam with his pants down. That's
no,
all.
No.
And I should not roam. I'm not no one's saying I'm Roman. I'm just saying
you're not Roman, but what are you doing?
I'm living.
You're living. I'm not roaming, I'm living. You sound like that drunk guy at like Saturday night being whisked away by the police.
Where am I wrong though?
Still, where am I wrong? Same. That's what he's yelling right as they close the door. Am I wrong though? Oh,
where am I wrong?
you can't be naked in public. I'm sorry.
But I'm Donald Ducking it.
It doesn't matter. That's not what the law states.
He won't be naked. Yeah, he'll have a shirt and shoes.
I'll have a shirt on and socks and shoes. Maybe sandals.
That makes it even worse. I'm sorry.
How? Wait, this is what I'm saying about you fucking fabric wearers, okay? Is that...
Oh, bro, hold on. Before this thought escapes my mind. So I was legit. This is legit at ASU. I was there driving through, and there's this person. I don't know where they came from, but he was straight up doing what you described, but he was not having a good time. He was trying to hide everything, but he didn't have anything to hide it with. It was Donald ducking across the crosswalk there.
Oh, man. Oh, he was having a bad day. Yeah, dude.
That man was a victim of something, man.
At that point.
That dude was having... He was absolutely a fucking victim.
Oh, yeah. He got his pants and everything else stolen from the waist down. He was running. As soon as he made it across the road, he went straight to, like, behind a building.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I just felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, at that point, you're just afraid to, like, get stopped and arrested for a rude law, as you would say.
A rude law.
Yeah, of public, you know, exposure. Mm. So
I mean, he was not really exposing. He was kind of hiding everything, but just with a shirt. I mean, he was tugging.
What? I would take off the shirt. Just take off the shirt.
Just embrace it?
No. Take off the shirt and wrap it around. Like, make yourself like a diaper.
That's true, actually.
That's really... I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because you can pull the bottom of the shirt under... over your ass and then tie the corners with the sleeves, and that's a diaper. And that's better.
I guess you could have done that instead of making like a little skirt or something out of it. Sure.
Right. Yeah. That's better. You know?
I just thought though, well, in that instance though, in the middle of the transition, you're completely naked in public, and that thought paralyzes me. I can't.
I would shut down.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, bro, I wear shorts and I'm uncomfortable.
Dude. Like,
it's crazy. Tight, you got sexy legs.
If I got some tight sweatpants on, I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit. I'm already free. Yeah. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, this is shaping everything.
Can I be honest?
Like, even if there wasn't a law, I would think there should be.
I want to say something, but I don't want to be judged for it.
Don't be judged.
Okay, you go guys. For it. I swear I will not judge you.
I don't care if anyone else judges me, just you guys. I don't want you guys to judge
me. Okay, I won't judge you.
I'm very afraid of wearing tight pants because genuinely, like, I feel like I should have a boner. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, totally.
Like, I feel like I should, like, if you ever see those Banana Republic, those Banana Republic, like photos where the guys are just, you know, it doesn't matter if they're packing or not. It's just, it's there, right? Like, you can see it. It's visibly there. I feel like if I wear tight pants and it's, and I'm not like bricked up.
You gotta be.
Then everyone thinks. Oh, you gotta everyone be thinks. Up. Yeah, everyone thinks that I'm lying, and I'm just afraid of that.
It's like, whoa! I can't see an outline. What a little dick! Holy shit!
Right, you get it. God. So you get it. You get it. Yeah. I didn't want to say those words out loud.
Wait. So have either of you actually seen those being worn? And if you did, was that your thought?
Yeah.
Oh really?
I'll be honest. It's happened before where I did wear those pants, not those pants specifically from Banana Republic, but like tight pants, and I was just happenstance bricked up, and it did feel good.
It just so happened.
It did feel good.
Like you move it just around in your pants to like make sure you guarantee the biggest length. So it looks insane.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know it curves to the left, so I put it on my left leg, right?
Oh, my God.
So it's perfectly fitting the curvature of my thigh. And you can see the whole thing, man. Like, it's an outline, but, like, you know, there's not much to the imagination. It felt good, man. It felt empowering. I felt comfortable in my
body.
Good
for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
But no, I've never looked, and I've never, like, been self-conscious about that. Because I wore a lot of tight pants in my day. Still kind of do.
You do. You do be wearing them tight ass.
Yeah, I like some tight ass.
High water fucking pants.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
High water pants with no socks and
The blood circulation just to be gone. No sperm hat.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
You dress like you're in a garage rock indie punk band.
Yes, totally. Garage rock indie punk band.
Yeah, but then you ask me what I'm listening to. I'm like, yo, bro, this Taylor Swift album kind of fire. Damn. Midnight go crazy.
Hear that new Miley Cyrus?
I got the cleanest Vans you'll ever see, bro. Never skated once, you know? That's
Holy shit. Fucking pearly whites, dude. Oh man. I feel like I haven't said this in so long. But Tommy, can you take us out?
Like on a three-way date or
take me to the Del Taco that you love.
That Del Taco?
Yeah.
It's a bit far away though.
Take me to my doctor's appointment.
You're a lot farther than that Del Taco, so it better be worth it when I get there.
Take me wherever you want, baby. Just take me.
I'll take you to the moon.
Damn, dude, that felt so romantic. That actually gave me chills.
Well, you said anywhere.
Take us out, Tommy.
All right. Well, what do we still have that website? I haven't done this in 5 years.
No. Just say
no
bye.
Website. Okay. You can so just say follow bye. These two boneheads on Twitter or whatever. Stanza Demanza and whatever Jesus is, because I can never remember his.
I think
it's at LeBron just... James, at King James.
No,
at kingjames.com and follow the Spicy Pinata on our Instagram. We have an Instagram.
We do.
I don't even follow
our Instagram. Hey, just so everyone knows, I'm supposed to be editing the podcast because Jesus wanted to make more content on TikTok, and that's fucking bullshit.
TikTok.
Yeah, Well, I was. I'm just thinking of like other content ideas.
What's
to
your
do,
TikTok?
Like, genuine.
You plug it in.
No,
what's
I'm
your
not,
TikTok?
I don't have one.
Not for him.
I don't have
yet.
One.
Oh, you don't Stupid? Have one?
Okay, no. Never mind. Now Dumbass? I'm totally convinced he has one.
Totally, yeah, totally. That's
no, I don't.
Defense,
I don't have
totally
one.
Totally hiding it.
No, I don't have one. I'm sorry. I wish I did.
I used to have.
Well, follow him at Jesus the Goose on TikTok.com.
Ooh. Zeus the Goose.
I like that.
Zeus the Goose on at TikTok or whatever it is.
Yeah. And we'll catch you on the flip, everybody. Thanks
catch
for listening.
You catch you on these flips.
Catch these fucking nuts, whore.
Put a
whoa. Catch these hands.
I am editing.
You're editing what? You this?
I'm
catch
editing the
hands,
last
Tony.
Part of
bro, you're
that.
You're such
hands.
A bitch, bro. Get up.
Yeah,
get up
dude,
from your chair right
hands,
now.
Bro,
get up from
down,
your fucking
bro.
Chair right
Come
now, Tony.
What's good, dog? What you gonna do,
yeah,
bro?
What's good?
What are you gonna actually do to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other Tony,
no.
The one that's
oh,
editing
you're not
this.
Talking to me?
No, I'm
oh,
talking
you're not
to Tony
to
that's editing this shit right now.
Yeah, hi, future Tony.
Tony's gonna edit this in 2 months, come to your place, and beat your fucking ass. How does that sound?
I'm gonna bake you.
Are you sure? I'll lock the door.
And
you got gloves
with a big old heart on
that door.
You know
gonna,
goddamn well I can
say,
ask your wife for a key.
I love you, Tony. I'm gonna put all these hearts on the cake.
Yeah, you're fine. Zeus is getting that ass whooped.
I'm not picking up.
I'm not picking up.
Catch you on the flip.
Catch ya.
I'm editing.